Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Governor Hochul has signed a bill which expands fluoride treatments for pediatric dental patients. This comes as President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., said he wants fluoride removed from drinking water.
The legislation now will allow dental assistants and nurses to apply fluoride to children's teeth. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health, says fluoride treatments prevent tooth decay.
Alaska got rid of fluoride in water, and they saw a dramatic increase in dental caries in kids in the months and years that followed.
So he says leave the fluoride in our water supply. But at St. Michael's Playground in Woodside, Sean Pickett, the father of a three-year-old girl, thinks only dentists and other medical professionals should administer fluoride.
Make dentist appointments and keep up with your oral hygiene. Don't put it in the water where people can potentially, you know, get affected by it.
Fluoride in the water is a hot-button issue for the incoming Secretary of Health and Human Services. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds, at 92.3 FM in Queens.
New numbers from the Department of Education indicate that enrollment at public schools in the city is down. The dip is largely due to children leaving after Mayor Adams imposed a 60-day limit on shelter stays for migrant families. Brooklyn College Education Professor David Bloomfield tells 1010 Winds the influx of migrant students had helped stabilize the declining enrollment.
The main reason that we've stabilized, I think, is because of the influx of migrants. If the migrant influx ends, we're going to see, kindergartens, pre-K kids not filling those seats.
Bloomfield says enrollment has dropped by about 1,000 students since last year. Enrollment translates into state and federal aid. Bloomfield fears that some schools with drastically lower enrollments will be forced to close. NYPD in Queens is searching for a suspect, a son, after his mother jumped out a third-floor window allegedly to escape the son. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiIoria.
The mother and son lived together in a third-floor apartment on Shore Boulevard in Astoria, and their relationship exploded Friday night when neighbors say the woman went out her window to escape her son. Lizette Jimenez saw the woman on the ground.
She said, "Help, my son had a knife, my son had a knife."
And Anne, another neighbor, said the son is a drug addict.
I know the guy because he sits on the corner around the curb smoking K2 all day. He has a record. He was just in rehab or something a while ago.
The mother is now hospitalized with a broken leg. The search is on for her son. The police say he has more than 30 prior arrests. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Astoria.
An overnight fire in Newark sent four firefighters to the hospital. The fire broke out just before midnight inside an empty home on Seymour Avenue in the city's South Ward. Quickly spread to two nearby multifamily homes. More than 30 residents have been displaced. Firefighters were hurt when part of one of the homes collapsed. They're in stable condition. No one else was injured, and investigators are searching for the cause. A new clean slate law goes into effect today in New York State. The law automatically seals certain criminal records. Governor Hochul says it will help formerly incarcerated people with jobs, housing, and education opportunities. Brooklyn State Senator Zelnor Myrie tells 1010 Wins similar laws have worked in other states.
After individuals had their record seal, they were 11% more likely to be employed. They were less likely to reoffend than the general public. And so there was really positive outcomes, billions of dollars that are now returning back to the economy.
Opponents argued that it was too broad and unfair to crime victims. Now, convictions for crimes, including murders, kidnapping, arson, and sex crimes, are not eligible to be sealed. A man was killed crossing a street in Melville, Long Island last night. Suffolk County police say the unidentified man was hit by a car on Broad Hollow Road around 8:30. The driver stayed at the scene, was not hurt. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died, and police are investigating. A street in Brooklyn has been co-named for former council and assembly member Dr. Al Vann. The corner of McDonough Street and Stuyvesant Avenue in Bedford-Stuyvesant is now Dr. Albert Vann Way. He served the city and state for nearly 40 years and was also considered a mentor to a generation of African-American elected officials. His daughter Binta tells 1010 Wins it's a great honor.
We are proud. We're so proud. We're so honored. We feel challenged by his loss to keep the flame and the flicker and passion of community activism alive, and we feel honored to bear his name and plan to carry on that legacy by doing the best at what we do.
Vann was one of the founders of Medgar Evers College and also helped launch the African American Teachers Association. He died 2 years ago at the age of 87. Prosecutors in the Sean Diddy Combs case say the rap mogul is trying to obstruct justice from jail. In a court filing, prosecutors say Diddy has tried to reach out to prospective witnesses and influence public opinion from jail in his upcoming sex trafficking trial. This is part of the prosecutor's effort to reject his latest bail request. Bail hearing scheduled for next week. Prosecutors allege that Combs has asked family members in recorded jail calls to reach out to potential victims and witnesses and create narratives that might influence the jury pool. No official comments from the attorneys for Sean Combs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.